This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on a hump day. Let's get to our headlines, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, Leroy, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. All right, the combine gets going tomorrow with
the biggins,
with defensive linemen and linebackers. And yesterday, Mike McDaniel spoke to the media. The news with that, Mike McDaniel said that they're basically going to move forward. They have now decided, Leroy, that the offensive line is no laughing matter, and they're not going to laugh at concerns. And they're going to invest free agency.
What gave that
and,
way?
And draft picks into the offensive line.
The fact that your quarterback, who you just gave hundreds of millions of dollars to, is getting killed.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, like, here's the deal. Like, I appreciate the fact that he acknowledged it and in fact, acknowledged something that we already knew. This probably wouldn't have been as big of a deal. Like, we would have all kind of went into it like, okay, there's a couple of guys not working out. We got to improve that or whatever. And we would have that conversation with no big deal. Happens to every team. You think certain things are going to play out, right? And they don't. But Chris Greer got us in this moat. That's when right. He said, I laugh at you, right? And the offensive line wasn't good. So that's why we are where we are now.
Yeah. So he said they're going to go through 2025 as if Teron Armstead is not playing. Teron Armstead has reduced his salary all the way to the minimum.
What?
I don't even. I don't. Like, I was like, you can do that?
What just happened?
I guess he can do that. So,
well, here, you can do it when your ass is going to get cut and get nothing.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the difference?
Yeah. So it's like a $2 million parting gift.
In order, let's think about it this way. In order to redo somebody's contract, technically you have to cut them and re-sign them. So, like, to just say Teron walked in and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to give $26 million back to you guys.
I'm like, what is this? Mario Brothers? Like, you just give up a couple of mushrooms and it's like,
no.
You just do that? I didn't.
No.
Whatever. So he reduced it. It looks like Patrick Paul is going to be your left tackle. And
not necessarily.
So you think there's a chance he comes back?
I don't know. I mean, he can't. Listen, he can't do anything less on the football field, right? He doesn't practice. He just plays in the games.
Right. Well, that's another thing, too, right? Like, if you're him, you're like, he feels like a, do I feel like playing football on August 1st type of age?
Right.
You know,
that's where I got to when it was almost time for camp to start. I was still limping. I'm like, do I want to do this? Oof. Really? Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You're going to have three new offensive linemen. And that's not conducive to success either, because we can't just assume that everybody that they plug in is going to be good.
No. Like,
we can't assume that Paul's going to be Teron Armstead.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Like, the big key to it is, did the guy they draft last year, is he any good? We have no idea. Right.
No idea. And that's fine, because if you played him, you brought him in at left tackle, he could only play left tackle, right? And he didn't play. That's okay, because you knew that the guy he was playing behind was really good.
Mm-hmm.
However, the problem that I have with these things, and I'm going to say, it's the same problem that I have with Spo. When you start the process of getting reps later because you're trying to, you know, work with the player, that in-game, you know, knowledge only comes from playing games. I don't care whether it's basketball. I don't care whether it's baseball. I don't care whether it's football. So as good as you think Paul could be, he's still going to have to go through his bumps and bruises of playing on game day and playing every snap and having all the things that could happen to him. You can only experience that during the game.
You want to hear from Mike McDaniel?
We got some time.
Mike McDaniel was asked, why does he feel the need to go to the combine? Not every coach does. And it's because Mike McDaniel feels like he needs that face-to-face time. Here was Mike McDaniel.
I can't replace that face-to-face energy and human element that is so important, like, in this game. It's the one time that you know, however, it is for us a little inefficient in terms of time. There's some downtime in the middle of the day, but for me, I'm hard pressed with how important the decisions are for the fabric of your team when it comes to the NFL draft. You know, everybody can do it a different way. I need to see people in person for me to kind of complete the whole picture of what I'm seeing on film.
I like that the guy who wants to talk about inefficiencies of time, who has 45-minute press conferences every day.
Yeah.
Based on the amount of
word efficient. And how hard it is to call one of his plays.
I know one thing, though. When we get the weird questions, like when we start getting into these rookies leaking the weird questions asked, we're going to know which one is him, because there's going to be some, like, Toledo cornerback who's going to be like, hey, he asked me something about Socrates. And I was like, what? Yeah. Well, what would Socrates say to that? Huh? You know, the philosopher. I don't quite follow, coach.
Attaboy.
Like, he's got to be a doozy in these, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who are the guys that I spoke to. I spoke to Marty Schottenheimer. He was with the Chiefs.
What was the weirdest thing you got asked?
Nothing, really.
Nothing?
Nothing. Well, he asked me, which I always find a little weird. And I thought it was weird at the time. What can you do to help the Kansas City Chiefs win?
What?
Like, how do you answer that?
Sometimes the best things that you can say are to say nothing.
Imagine that. Like, this guy's like,
right.
Oh my God.
But like, so that was the only question that really caught me off guard. I talked to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And that was other teams.
Who was there at the time with the Giants? Was that Parcells?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Because I think they won a Super Bowl my rookie year or my second year. I know. Think of this. Washington won a Super Bowl when I was in 91. In 90, I think it was the Giants. And that was also when Cincinnati was in the Super Bowl. Cody's, Cincinnati won our division.
Cody says that Mike is only there for the 40 times. You just think he's going to look at somebody at a 4-2 and he's just going to drool and be like, that's my guy. He's new Al Davis.
Ain't nobody running a 4-2 this year. That you don't think you? Let me explain something to you. You throw that number out there like it's just there's a lot of guys doing it. That don't happen every year.
Here's a little bit more. Speaking of fast guys, Mike McDaniel on his running backs coming back this year. No Mostert. He got kicked to the curb. But he says high expectations for Achan and Jalen Wright.
I feel extremely strong about who's in the room, knowing that it will grow by 2 to 3 people. But, you know, I think part of, you know, our vision moving forward is we have high expectations for that tandem of Devon and Jalen, and think that they give us an opportunity to really, really be effective handing the ball off and doing stuff in the pass game. So I'm excited to see how the room fills out, knowing that we only have 2 under contract, but I'm very excited about those 2 and motivated to make that more than 2.
Mm-mm. That's not what I want to hear.
You're motivated to make it more than 2.
Here.
What did he say?
Hold on. I want to hear somebody acknowledge that this team needs to be more physical up front. Right? When you start talking about in the run game and the pass game, you're not devoting a whole bunch of time to being more physical. So, I need some rump shakers on both lines of scrimmage. And I wouldn't mind having a running back that weighed more than 215.
Take a break.
Because when you get to those crucial moments in a game, the last thing you want to do is have your offensive lineman pulling and tossing the ball to an ant.
Well, he's going to be RB1 this year. Achan is.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But you're still gonna need.
You need okay, a moose. I mean, Wright's bigger.
When you're first and 10 on the 4, and you acknowledge the fact that you need to be physical and pound the ball, you need somebody who can push the pile a little bit.
Schmidt says Damian Martinez.
Ooh, yes.
Something along. Yeah, yes. Something like that.
Smash mouth.
Ooh.
But that commitment also has to start up front.
Yeah.
Right? Because the thing about this offensive line, they do a lot of pulling and running and all that. You need some guys who are going to hit folks in the face.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
You better have a booty pillow.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? Your actionattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
It's one of those days that you are extremely excited about living in South Florida because it is beautiful out here. Temperatures right around 70, 75. We got a breeze. I'm guessing it's coming somewhere from, I can't tell, there's no clouds. It's all sun. No identifiers to tell me which way it's coming from. But I would guess that it's coming a little bit out of the north because I felt the cool air this morning.
How do you do, Frog Boy?
Horrible. It's actually 33 degrees outside, snowing. So It is 78 degrees, sunshine, a few clouds. Just like he said, only 5% chance of rain. Winds right now coming out of the east, northeast at 10 miles per hour.
How about that? The new, you guys remember these report cards that came out last year? This was all the rage last year, the Dolphins report card, player report card.
Oh,
I felt like we took a lot of pride in this last year. You guys want to hear where they're at? They just released.
I do want to.
Do you want to hear?
Yeah, I do want to hear it.
Number one, Miami Dolphins.
No, okay, no.
All categories.
No.
Straight A's? They got straight A's.
But no, though.
What do you mean no?
That doesn't lead to production on
the
field.
But they got straight A's. They got straight A's in everything.
We did that last year.
Treatment of families. Oh, sick of this. A.
Yeah.
Ranked third overall. Food, number one.
All right.
Like nutritionist,
that. Yeah.
A plus. Ranked second. Mm-hmm. Locker room, A plus. But fourth, it looks like you're going to have to put a koi pond in, Stephen Ross. You got to upgrade.
Koi pond.
Fourth, there's three teams I think that are better. Mm. Training staff.
Smith said they were also number one in South.
Number one in training room, training staff, weight room, strength coaches, team travel. Mike McDaniel. He was ranked sixth in head coaching, but got an A+. What do you mean, dude?
I don't know. Something's fishy about
this. Are we here?
This is what it said.
I've seen this before. Mm-hmm. You associate good with winning, correct?
Frog boy?
That's what you're doing.
Me, personally, I would like
Can somebody be a good head coach and not win a Super Bowl?
But does the Dolphin fan, because like the Dolphin fan liked this last year off of 11 wins. But now that you have eight wins, you're like soft. I want them treated like major league, and I want them to have a lawnmower starter in the whirlpool.
Were those real 11 wins?
Tobin, but I have always said what I'm saying now about the run game.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, I'm talking about like last year, people were like, oh, that's great. People love coming to the Dolphins because they treat their players right. And now it's like people are like, country club, don't want them treated right. Because last year, the Chiefs, I remember the Chiefs famously had really bad grades last year. Like everybody was like, oh, wow, the Chiefs, even for being a dynasty, everybody appears to have a lot of complaints about playing for the Chiefs. On the head coach, it says 98% of Dolphins players feel their head coach, Mike McDaniel, is efficient with their time, a rank of 7 out of 32. Players feel that Mike McDaniel is highly receptive to locker room feedback on the team's needs, ranking him 4 out of the 32 head coaches in this league.
I will say this. The way some of y'all played, the injury bug got them last year. But the way some of you played, you probably shouldn't have that much input. I'm going to just be honest with you.
Timbo Slice says, sounds like a bunch of fat cats.
Really, it does, though. Doesn't that, like, do we need to bring back the ping pong table? Thing. What's going on?
Here's what I would say. If you have the best of the amenities to do your job and to train, then there is no excuse. It's all on you. Because the organization has provided the resources to get everything you need to be the best professional you can.
Oof, Cleveland, 30 out of 32 teams, Leroy.
Huh?
Cleveland, 30 out of 32.
I can see it.
Their locker room got an F-.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as facilities, here's what happens with facilities. They were the first team to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
So now that everybody else is upgraded, you look behind. Same thing with the stadium. Think about this. The Cleveland Browns are going to build two new stadiums before the Dolphins build one.
You know what's interesting on this? The head coach rankings, you got to kind of take Mike McDaniel's grade with a little bit of a curve. The lowest head coach got a C. So they gave...
Because if you get worse in the sea, you're probably not a damn head coach right now.
Well, there are coaches that got fired. There are coaches that got B's that got fired.
Okay.
But the ownership.
I would say Robert Saleh was probably.
Well, I don't know how they graded that because, mind you, he was fired in the middle of the year. So.
Yeah, who am I making excuses for? I'm not making excuses for anybody.
But do you want to know who got the worst ownership grade?
Hold on. Jets?
Yep. What? The only F. New York Jets.
Wow.
This is actually interesting. Ownership-wise, these are the bottom teams on ownership.
I can guess them.
Go ahead.
Jets
are the worst.
Carolina?
Second to last.
Cincinnati?
Nope.
The Raiders?
Nope.
Hold on.
Think happy ending.
Patriots?
Yeah. Patriots, the bottom five. Steelers, Patriots, Cardinals, Steelers. Panthers, Jets.
Steelers are just cheap, though. I was going to say the Steelers, but how can you say an organization is bad when they've never had to lose a season in almost 20 years?
Right?
That means they got to be doing something right.
I don't know.
It could be the facilities and the resources.
It says the players feel that Rooney slightly contributes to a positive team culture and feel that Rooney is committed to building a competitive team. That's probably what killed him, because they kind of do feel like, yeah, they do things with especially with the quarterback on the cheapskies. So
when was the last big time quarterback was
Roethlisberger, right?
Ben.
Yeah.
Big Ben, yeah. And they drafted him.
Yep. Crazy, dude. But you're not impressed by this anymore, Marcos. This was a one-year thing.
1 year, dude. 1 year at most.
Sick of it. I don't see a ranking here for playoff wins. Great cafeteria, though.
It's just like, how does this correlate to, like, on-the-field success? It's like, great. Everyone's happy. The lunch is good. We get pasta instead of whatever. There's AC in our away locker room. But we haven't beaten a tough team in 2 years.
Oof. Dolphins are the only ones, though, that got an A-plus for food. Yeah. Everybody else, you know, A's minuses.
I don't think I heard of any, like,
where are the Eagles?
Yeah, we're the Super Bowl champions.
They got A-minus in food.
What?
Treatment of family, C-minus.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Yeah, less tickets for all the family. You don't need to be in Live nightclub.
Locker room got a D-plus.
That's right. Less facilities. No couches. Sometimes just have the sprinklers going on.
Sometimes their facilities are just old. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we need. We need it to be. They don't want to be in the locker room hanging out playing ping pong. They want to be on the field getting work done. Grinding.
Dude, hey, first of all,
playing ping pong.
How many hours do you think they spend there?
Too much. They're on the slide. They're on the slide going up and down.
I think Zach Sealer lives there.
OBJ, remember him? He was on the slide having a great time, but like to his kid or something like that.
I think Zach Sealer just sleeps on the bench.
No, but I'm saying you do realize they spend 8 to 10 hours there.
Yeah, and I need them to be miserable, Leroy.
Here's what I want for diet, Leroy, okay?
No, you don't.
Here's what I want for diet for the Dolphins, all right? Yeah. Change the fancy cafeteria, and I need to turn them all into glass chewers. Just serve them glass.
Yeah.
Chew that glass. That's a football player.
Sand.
What?
Got sand and glass.
Why is there sand? Isn't the glass
gravy. That's our gravy.
What?
Just sand and dirt.
Found a message in the bottle on the beach.
Message in a bottle.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. 560 WQAM. Frog Boy.
Yes, sir.
Someone told me that you have tickets to give away for some point of today's show. What do you have for us?
Indeed, I got some exclusive Miami Heat tickets, dude. Yeah, it's going to be against the Minnesota Timberwolves. You can see them in action. Future Heat lifer. Anthony Ant-Man Edwards comes to town, and that is for March 7th. So I got to get these off quick.
Man.
Quick.
Saw last night, you see the Heat's also their future print, their future plan.
Ooh.
Morant Durant.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
That I tell you what, I don't know if that John Morant's good anymore, but he could jump the hell out of the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that dude's head was above the rim yesterday for those dunks.
Maybe he tries to dunk from everywhere, too.
He hasn't been as efficient this year. He misses a lot of games. People are wondering if Ja's already on the decline. And I say, nothing to suit that. Like the old Atlantic Ocean. That's all I'm saying, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, we can test that out here.
You know how many guys would be on your team?
Oh, man. What a time.
What a roster.
What a time. We got to get to what was happening last night, too, at the Watsco. But first, let's mix it on up. What do you got for us today, Frog
let's
Boy?
Mix it on up, dude.
What do you got for us today, Cooper Frog?
Oh, that's funny, Leroy. You think that's funny, dude? I have... little bit more Mike McDaniel, but for a good reason, dude. For a good reason. We have been keeping our eye on this prospect a little close to home here. Of course, I'm talking about Jason Taylor's son, Mason Taylor.
Mason Taylor.
Yes, tight end for the LSU Tigers.
Go Tiger.
We need some tight ends with some meat on their bones. That can, pick up a block. All right, can do both.
You know, you had a Pro Bowl tight end, right?
Yes, I know. We got rid of Durham Smythe. How could we?
I saw there was rumors out there that Gronk was making a comeback. It turned out to be false. But I got to tell you, for a second, I was intrigued.
You'd be intrigued with a Gronk comeback?
Yeah, dude. You wouldn't want to have Gronk
You realize his last year, he could barely move.
He's had a couple of years off. A little bit more grease on the wheels. You wouldn't be into that?
I've had a bunch of years off, too. I can't go play football.
Why not, dude? That'd be fun.
He's
not the lead tight end. As a red zone target, a special red zone target, you wouldn't want Gronk?
Dude, I don't think Gronk can run right now.
We don't know that.
Doesn't need to run.
I saw him run when he was trying to be in shape.
But he's a moose.
That's the thing. A lot of his game is physicality.
We need physicality. Like,
can I just tell you some of the dumbest crap you say?
Yeah.
Is determining whether guys could play or can't play.
Only what do we got? 9 more months till football season, Leroy. Ooh. Or 7 more months till football season. And you know I love me some off-season ideas.
It's always football season in our hearts.
Shut up.
Heard.
Dude, you don't know, like, towards the end of your career?
Yep.
Like, I don't care how much you love it. That pain? Mm-mm. No bueno, dude.
He's a stupid man, though. He doesn't know what pain is.
It doesn't. Yet. You know what that pain is when you go to try to run a jog or something, and then you realize, mm-mm.
So anyway, Frog Boy, what do we have here?
Replacement from Durham Smythe, potentially Jason Taylor's son, Mason Taylor.
Is he in the draft?
He's at the combine.
He's at the combine.
Oh, okay.
They asked Mike McDaniel if he had a chance to take a look.
A little looky
look. This is what McDaniel had to say.
I'm only one day deep, right? We have... Yeah, I'm meeting hundreds of players here throughout the week, so I will end up. I think it's I can't remember what day. Every day is the same day at the combine. So when I do get to talk to him, I'll be excited about it. He has a reputation from his play style on the field that I'm excited to dive into more, as well as to get to know the human being, which is why we're here.
I will say. He's right about that in Indianapolis. Every day feels the same.
I mean, is so
you hate that place, dude.
It sucks.
It's great.
Is OG's son, he's not out yet, right? Next year.
I don't know. I don't know, Leroy. I'm not positive on that.
Cuz I think he Like, you got to see how he compares to some of the tight. Like, Michigan's going to have a tight end, Loveland. He's going to go in the first round. So I'm guessing you're trying to figure
out. No, he is in the draft.
Green first round.
Or Rondae's son is?
Mm-hmm. Rondae Gats in the second.
Where do they have him graded?
I have to look that up. Mm-hmm. I have to look that up. I'm not sure. I will find that out for you.
I'll look it up. You started talking about the draft, so I figured, you know.
Yeah, you just threw a random player at me. Yeah. Just a random out of the hundreds of players at the combine. Yeah.
I know. Woo!
Thanks a lot. Hey, terrible mixed bag there, Frog Boy. why don't you give us one that's actual, got some juice to it?
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
All right.
If you had an opportunity.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's Leroy's draft grade, not Marcos's mixed bag.
Yeah, no, okay.
Tyler Warren, who's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Colston Loveland. Harold Fanning Jr.
That doesn't sound like a real person.
That is a fake.
It is.
If I've ever
Fanning. Yeah. Fanning.
Oh, I thought you said Fanning.
He's
Fanning.
Fanning. He's
Iowa.
He's a third ranked tight end. No, Bowling Green. He's not an intangible either.
Same thing.
Gunnar Helm. Tight end from Texas. Elijah Arojo.
Oh, yeah.
How you say his name?
Okay. His fifth.
Well,
how you say it? Arojo?
Arroyo. Arroyo. Arojo. Arroyo. That's how you said it? Arojo? Where is the extra H?
Mm-mm.
Hey, they don't pronounce J's in that language. Give me a break. I did it wrong. Mason Taylor.
When you said that language, it's his name.
Don't understand. I think I'm offended.
Terrence Ferguson from Oregon is seventh, and Aronde Gasson the second is eighth.
Cool. Top 10.
Top 10.
Pretty good.
Moose.
Let me see. He is the fastest of all of them. Wow, dude ran a 4.5.
What, we did 40s already?
I mean,
I'm just looking at the times they have here.
They haven't done 40s yet for the combine.
Oh, okay.
These are probably like 40s that they've run at some point.
Unofficial Leroy. Grow up, dude.
Okay, unofficial.
Number two in the mix bag.
Number two in the mix bag, and potentially the number one thing on sports fans' televisions yesterday past 10 p.m. was, of course, Luka versus the Mavs. Told you we should have hit the under, dude. 50? No way.
I told you triple-double, though.
Yeah, he did get triple-double. 19-point triple-double for Luka. So it's him on court following the game immediately after the Lakers' victory.
I don't know how to explain it. I think in first quarter, second quarter, I don't know what was happening. It was just different. I can't even explain how it felt.
Luka, you are a prolific scorer. When you hit that three and look back at the bench, did you say to yourself, okay, I'm hot right now. Now it's time to go for like 40 or 50 points?
Yeah, I was hyped. You know how it is. but I couldn't make nothing today. I'm just glad we got a win.
Jay Kidd was out there throwing different defenses at you, putting two on the ball. In the first half especially, it seemed like every single time down the floor you were making the correct play. What was your strategy as you were kind of playing chess against your former coach?
Yeah, just accept what the defense give you. No matter who it is, no matter who we play, you know, sometimes they're going to double, sometimes no. So just trying to read the game.
Luka, VC, I've been in a situation like this before. Explain to us, how did you settle in? Like, what was it? Someone said something to you to settle in? You have a breathing technique. What process did you go through to actually settle in to play the game? And once you settle in, you were able just to pick the Mavericks apart?
Just go through my routine, nothing special. You know, I tried some different stuff. It ain't working. It didn't work this game. But, you know, just trying to go through my routine and enjoy the game.
I do agree with Al Macko. He still sounds sad.
He sounded very sad for a guy.
He still sounds sad about it. Like it is a bit of a crazy thing.
I just think it. I mean, hey,
yeah.
Let's keep it 100.
Hmm?
The team you just played cost you $100 million.
Yeah, I get it.
That would. You're lucky you didn't chuck up 70 shots.
I don't know. Seems like a guy who's not that happy in L.A. And everybody's saying he's gotten so skinny in a couple of days. You want to know why? Bunch of fat shamers in L.A.
That's right. What I'm saying. Karen S got it right. If I lost $100 million, I'd be sad too.
I don't know. I don't know.
And to treat it, and here's the thing, to treat it like no big deal is even more insulting than if you would say it's a big game. Right?
Hmm.
Like they went out of their way to stop you because they didn't want you to beat them, and you still found a way to impact the game, even though you weren't making anything, right? Like, yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I think he's just he just doesn't. I feel like they took Luka's joy. That's what I feel like.
Hmm. Oh, you think he'll find that joy down here?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like an Atlantic Ocean type of guy to me, man. Not a Pacific guy.
Yeah.
Not a Pacific guy. Not everybody's a Pacific guy. Some guys are Pacific. Some guys are Atlantic.
Pacific, overrated. Cold, dirty.
Yep.
It's not cold.
It's cold. The Pacific?
You got sea lions pooping in there?
Sea lions just poop everywhere.
And we got manatee.
Correct.
Manatees are great for the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Fluffy. Cute.
The vegans of the sea.
That's what they say.
Sea cows.
They call them sea cows.
They do.
Yep.
Anyway,
hmm?
Beluga Whale, 2026.
Look at that.
After we got Morant, Durant, and Ant. The Ant Farm.
Oh, man.
What a team.
How much money do you think they're going to spend?
I don't know.
We've done it.
I don't know, but if you were watching.
After the big three, they cut down on that craziness.
I mean,
aprons and That's what Mickey said. Hey, Pat. Mm-mm.
They're over the apron right now. They're not the second apron.
I thought they got rid of Jimmy, and that helped.
Oh, maybe they're under the apron now, not the tax. They're still in the tax, but they're not in the apron. They were over the apron. By the way, Hornets.
For the play-in. You went into the apron for the play-in.
All right. One did go to the finals.
Yeah. Happens. Oh, okay.
Basketball teams are expensive. Hey, by the way, Mickey Arison, he's not hurting.
So my question to you is that how long is that a thing? How long can we ride that?
How long can we ride what?
That Jimmy took the team to the finals.
By my count, they rode it for 2 years, and then they said, see ya.
Hmm.
Yeah. You don't think that wasn't long enough?
No, not for me personally, but
okay.
I don't want to get into this debate for the thousandth time.
No, we don't have to.
Give us one more there, Frog Boy.
Sure.
You gave me a sad Luka and a boring Mike McDaniel cut.
How about a whiny baby Sean McDermott?
What do you have to say?
He says the tush push. Always been an injury risk.
Always been an injury risk with that play, and I've expressed that opinion for the last couple of years or so when it really started to come into play the way it's being used, especially a year ago. So I just feel like players' safety and the health and safety of our players has to be at the top of our game, which it is. It's just that play to me has always been the way that the techniques that are used with that play to me have
Shut
been
up.
Potentially contrary to the health.
Hey, didn't you root for Bin Laden?
Oh, good.
Again, it sounds like he's whining. It doesn't sound like he's presenting it as a issue, especially since he has a moose as a quarterback.
Imagine that. You're trying to get your team rallied together. You're like, hey, Bin Laden really gets his team together. What kind of a coach is that? I can't beat that stupid team. They have the Dolphins in hell.
As Osama Bin Laden once said.
What?
What?
What a ridiculous thing for a coach to say to a room of people in public.
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to get to the real nitty-gritty.
Miami Heat appeared to be scouting yesterday because they're tanking. That's next.